This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Bilderberg creeps have snuck back into the building, but we got Paul Watson and others, activist journalists out there on the street. I want to take a few final calls. Paul, I know you'll have more on the Nightly News tonight, 7. Great job. I know it's already evening time over there. Go take a break, but, you know, Saturday and Sunday's when we'll get another media push. Friday's not the best day to put news out, but we've got to get into the fact that they're violating laws and a set in policy. We need articles on that. We need a master article with the best photos and videos all together. I know my crew's doing that here. But just round of applause to the whole InfoWars team and Karen Knight and David Knight, husband and wife team, and Josh Owens. Fabulous job. Any other points? And any other points from your friend there, the Fraulein?
Yeah, I guess I'll end with, you know, they're not in there deciding our future. They're deciding their future. That's what they're interested in. And of course, that affects our future. But just want to make that distinction. That's what I believe is going in, on in there.
No, I tend to agree with you. That's a good point. And again, if we can just point the camera over at the area where they're normally at, so people watching this in Denmark who are going to be protesting tomorrow know where to go. And I guess you got a telephoto lens because, I mean, no, I understand they're in that building, but where is it where they're having the cocktails and smoking the cigars?
It's on the left-hand side around the corner adjacent that way where they're having the cocktails. That's where we were earlier when you had the interaction with the Bilderberg member.
I wonder what kind they're having. Do you know what they were drinking?
I saw champagne.
Oh, champagne. Ugh. Liquid headache in a bottle.
I walked by there, like, bubbly. But I walked by there. It's an open kind of boardwalk for, it's the public. And you can walk, and there's, like, a playground. People are jumping off into the water and, like, sunbathing and stuff. And it's interesting, you know, they're just allowed to block all that off, even though it's a pedestrian area.
So Henry Kissinger's out there just bashing like a dead whale?
Yeah, I think we got Kissinger as well. We just got the back of his head. But if you look at the picture, which is on the InfoWars story of Wolfenson and Etienne Davignon, they're both smoking a pipe. They look completely smug. I think that's quite an icon.
Well, they do run the planet to a great extent. Why not be smug? And again, Kissinger does go out in a dress sometimes. I'm not kidding. So if you see like a really horrific looking old woman, like a troll dressed up in a pink dress, that may be him meeting somebody.
It may be, but David Rockefeller's not here this year, is he? So.
Oh, David's always attended until now. That means he must be near death.
Well, you would imagine. I mean, come on, been waiting so long.
What is he, 87, 88?
He's in his 90s, isn't he, Rockefeller?
Yeah, none of them ever made it past 100. It's an ongoing bet. John D. the first tried to make it to 100 and died a few months early. I mean, it's a big deal. He's trying to go to
98.
He's 98. Satan has the pit opening the portal. Ah, come to me, my baby. All right. Absolutely great.
I hope they know we're ready for them when they come out.
Where do you think he's going when he dies?
Oh, purgatory. For a lot of questioning.
He'll probably just come back as a zombie and nobody will know he's the difference.
He probably actually gets sent to Santa Claus's workshop.
He's going to be a mushroom, Alex.
Do what?
He's going to be a mushroom in his next life.
Exactly. People will eat him and hallucinate. All right. Listen, great job. I'm sorry to all the callers. Sunday, more calls. Whatever, Monday, everything. Great job, crew. You guys be safe watching others. All right? And we salute you out there. Everybody's really rooting for you.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
All right. There goes the Wasselhoff, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Sorry to the callers. I got to a lot of you, though. Great job of the crew, everybody. I keep saying great job, great job. It's very fulfilling to have our reporters out there to be breaking big news, to be forcing this out in the open. I feel like my team just won a Super Bowl again. And this is how we defeat them. And we build optimism. We're not pessimistic. We can win. See you back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Nightly News Tonight.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is the 30th day of May 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to have big updates. There's been a lot of big developments, but I'm just going to save it until David Knight joins us in about 23 minutes from now at 33 after from Copenhagen, Denmark, the site of Bilderberg 2014. Then Paul Joseph Watson, who's in a whole other area covering other developments with Bilderberg. They're on two different missions. He's going to be joining us at 12:30 Central, or about an hour and 20-something minutes from now, depending on what time zone you're listening to us or rebroadcast. So that is coming up. We will have totally open phones. I pledge to take a lot of calls. I'm getting pretty good at that when I do open the phones up. In the third hour on a Friday, free-for-all, wild card Friday, whatever issue you want to raise, agree, disagree, yell at me, tell me how great I am. We don't want to hear that. You're allowed to yell at me, no saying how great I am. Anyways, It's just not thought-provoking. Any issue you want to cover, we're going to do it in the third hour today. I'm being a little bit silly. Where to start? Let me cover other big breaking news, because it's a big news day on this Friday, the 30th day of May, and walk through some of what's coming up and then get into embattled Veterans Affairs Secretary General Eric Shinseki resigning. And before we went live, I was in the coffee room. I don't usually do this anymore because it's so hard to listen to him and look at him and just to hear the endless deception that comes out of his mouth. But I did watch pretty much Obama's entire press conference, 20 minutes of it. So maybe we'll go through it today or a transcript and cover some of the lies. But, I mean, it was all bull. So it's really no point at this point. I mean, should I get up here and prove that 2 plus 2 equals 4, even though they teach it equals whatever he says? Should I go on air and explain to you that raising the debt limit does raise the debt? He says it doesn't. Should I get up here and explain that it is in the bill, $5,000 fine for not getting Obamacare, even though they deny it's in there? Should I show you the bill where it has death panels, even though they say it isn't there? I mean, at a certain point, it really just becomes repetitive to go over their lies. But we've got to do it, so we will. I have done a lot of studying. And as listeners, you've done a lot of studying, I know. What our guests have covered here on the radio broadcast over the years. Guests like Doug Rocky, who was the head of the DU program for the Department of Defense after he was the head of it for the Army, and who wrote the official manual, 1987, that is still used by the Army and other armed services for the use, containment, cleanup of depleted uranium munitions. Now, why am I just starting there? Because to understand what's happening to the troops and understand it's premeditated on record, when I even start getting into an area like the veterans and the troops, there is an explosion of data in my memory and my mind of publicly available, prima facie, undisputed, absolute, incontrovertible facts in thousands of different secret tests that have been declassified that killed tens of thousands of active duty troops from the 30s right through until now. And the vaccines and the medical experiments, they do it all in plain view. So, of course, there's an attitude at most VAs that the veterans are garbage, are scum, and are on welfare. And we've had countless whistleblowers the last 3 weeks with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs interviewing him on the nightly news and on the website, Infowars.com, where senior people at the VA and senior and nurses and doctors and people going public, where they call them welfare queens and subhuman and hate them. And there is a minority of people in the VA, mainly veterans, who try to take care of the veterans, even though it's a tough job and the money's diverted and the forms are falsified. I mean, they'll say, it's come out in the news, I told you this a long time ago, but it's in the news this week, that they'll say they've done a surgery to remove a cancer and they just won't remove it and won't even do the surgery and let them die. And by the way, we're not talking about 85-year-old Korea War vets or 89-year-old World War II vets, which I think it's really evil to not give them treatment. But there's the argument, well, they're old and they can't be helped. It's just better they die. We're talking about 25-year-old Marine Corps and Army vets that we now learn one of the biggest suicide reasons is that they literally can't get shrapnel removed. I mean, folks, it should have told you everything you needed to know when I learned about it in mainstream news a few years ago that they are ordering the volunteer army, that's not volunteer, an automatic re-up, and the fact that people don't have the money or the health care they need already, they're ordering people who've had their feet blown off and hands blown off. They are slapping robot hands and legs on them that don't even work and are ordering them back into combat. Nobody's ever done that. They are using them up like I put 10 gallons of gas in my truck. But when I put 10 gallons in it, it's going to be burned up. It's not alive. It's inanimate. It creates carbon dioxide. Plants breathe. It puts out some other toxic stuff. But it's not personal. It'd be one thing if they were using up the troops and they were some alien species and just didn't care about them. Let's say aliens posing as humans were running things and they were acting like this. They would, you know, they've got 7,000 IQs. We're dumb animals to them. And, you know, I eat cows. And it wouldn't be personal. I still want to defeat the alien species. These are our own humans, and they like treating the troops bad. On record. They enjoy it. These people are scum. Because here's the deal. If you're doing bad things to innocent people, and you don't want to take care of the old or the young or the infirm, and you don't have a natural nurturing thing in you to want to help people, and you can just write people off and let them die, when you're doing things like that, it's going to hurt you, and you're going to feel bad if you've got any soul, any humanity. But for the people that will do this, they like it, folks. That's why they excel in this system. They knew in 1946, and we've read the paper on air with Dr. Rocky, forget the exact name of the Pentagon Department of Defense memo, but I think it's radioactive particles and gases as a weapon. And in the big multi-hundred page paper that was declassified in the 80s, they say we can create DU weapons with our reactor waste and nuclear weapons production waste, atomic weapons production waste at the time, and it'll shoot through basically anything. The kinetic power is unbelievable. The problem is it creates particles of it that are a death sentence when any mammal comes in contact with them and will massively reduce lifespan and will cause all sorts of degenerative effects. So from the 40s until 1990, no one in the world would use DU. The U.S. military had three places they would let the A-10 Warthog tank killers and pilots test on, and those were areas you didn't send humans into. Areas they decided to shoot old tanks up with, and they had bunker busters tipped with it that were for wartime use. And they had caches of it deployed all over Eastern Europe. If the Russians, with 10-to-1 tank superiority, poured in across in a Soviet invasion of Western Europe, they would then, in what would already become a nuclear war, hand out the DU weapons. And the Russians have them as well. It's a doomsday weapon. You're going to go ahead and have a nuclear war, you use it. Okay? It's an emergency weapon. What changed from 1946 to 1990? What changed in 87? Rocky's report said, of course we can't use it, because they were looking at using it more. And it's totally deadly. And you know, he even kind of worked with them and said, well, if you wear decontamination suits and then it's rug off and buried in big pits and everyone's washed off immediately and you wear breathers, you know, the risk might not be that, you know, too bad if it doesn't go through your skin. You understand? But we shouldn't use it. And they went, you know what, we're going to use it. And the Israelis started using it. They use it in Gaza, and it all blows right back on Israel. I mean, let's say the Israelis don't think the Gazan Palestinians are humans. Are you human when it blows back on you? See, this is the classic thing of where you treat someone like they're not a human, it blows back on you. It's the archetype of the Germans in World War I were the first to use nerve gas. Primitive nerve gas, chlorine gas, mustard gas, they would shoot it across, and then the wind would just turn and blow it right back on them half the time. I mean, this is madness, ladies and gentlemen. So you want to talk about, did they know? Oh, and then I saw Shepard Smith yesterday blowing up at his gift. Like, how dare you say Obama's involved? That's Republican politics. They're trying to score points on this. course it's political. That doesn't matter. It's gotten worse under Obama because it's on purpose and they hate the veterans. Everybody I talk to, including Democrats, says the VA is much worse the last 6 years because they hate the troops more than ever. And that culture of hating troops...
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Scottish John for InfoWars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at InfoWars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years. And I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
I want to quantify something here. And I'm going to say a lot of really obvious things, but things that I don't think people really focus on. So often I hear from people saying, man, you know, you're such a pessimist. You think there's these evil people that run everything and we have no power. No, that's the opposite of what I'm saying. There are corrupt special interests in different combines worldwide, and we've identified the main three groups and substratas and mafias, and they use pretty much the same systems because it's what works the best to control people. And so it's the system that unifies the evil. Coral reefs all over the world look the same. They're different species of fish, different species of coral, but they pretty much look the same because that's what works. And the systems the globalists have developed out of all these cultures and civilizations and empires are pretty similar because it's what works in an authoritarian model. We go through patterns. We only live 74 years on average, men, women 76. It's been that way for thousands of years. We feel like we're individuals, but we really are in a collective. But we are individuals who make individual choices that shapes the collective, not globalists trying to create a false collective that they program and shape. That's what I'm getting at here is there is a big globalist Anglo-American, Dutch, German, New World Order merged with the Rothschilds mafia that is the dominant global force because the West was the best. The West had the best art, literature, Renaissance, and statistically some of the best scientists. The talent. There's talent everywhere. I mean, it's like racers. I mean, if a top runner in a two-mile race is 2 seconds faster than the other guy, that's not really much, but it doesn't matter. He's still the world champion. Well, the globalists are a couple steps ahead of everybody. Does that mean the Chinese elite aren't absolutely evil? No, they're really evil. Does that mean the Russian elite aren't evil? No, they're evil. Because they're cheating to control society. They're using tricks to be in control that are bad. Because good people don't want to be in power and don't want to dominate people. We are then automatically supplanted by the evil ones, not because they're better than us, but because we won't stand up against them until it's almost too late. Then we do, we defeat them, a new renaissance happens, we become decadent in the cycle, they creep back in and take control. And this time, if we don't reverse them, they're going to probably destroy the planet, irrevocably destroy the genetic code of the human race, and really wreck our chances of becoming a Type 1 civilization and setting up off-world colonies. And then you can decide if you want to be a transhumanist and leave one colony and do whatever you want here, or you want to go to this colony where people maintain their humanity. I mean, real freedom. We need a renaissance, trailblazing explorer system. That's what humans do. That's what makes us great. We change our environment. We do evolve faster than any other species. We are incredible. And we need to have a view that we're incredible and amazing, not the view put out by the Bilderberg Group that the general public is trash while they try to dumb us down. That sin against life and against true competition is an unbelievable blasphemy. And if you don't believe in God, that's your issue. I'm saying it's a blasphemy against art. It's a blasphemy against beauty. It's a blasphemy against free will. It is a tyrannical, authoritarian blasphemy against my soul and my very programming, and I have a right to self-determine against it. And if I'm attacked, I have a right at warfare. And I am in warfare, in information war, with the truth viciously attacking my enemy. And I want you to join me in attacking the enemy as well, because they're your enemy one way or another. They're attacking you, whether you admit it or not. These people are absolutely anathema to everything good. I like driving by beautiful farmers' fields and seeing the beautiful rows of wheat or corn. I love seeing happy, beautiful, excited people. These globalists are the pessimists who don't believe in humanity and who think we're ugly and bad, so they're making it a self-fulfilling prophecy, and who are waging war against humanity because to a man and a woman, I've studied them. They like ugliness, and they don't like your good-looking wife. They don't like you if you're good-looking. They don't like your art. They don't like your healthy kids. They don't like you having your own wealth. They want it all for themselves. And they're not going to stop, and they need to be smashed. And I mean to smash them. Because ideas are bulletproof and are spreading quickly right now. And we, more and more, are setting the narrative. And our Our narrative isn't perfect, but it points towards the pole star. It points towards justice. We're trying to be good. And we will defeat the globalists. This whole VA thing is on purpose.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers. They were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're about to go to our reporters from Bilderberg 2014. They have a lot of breaking news, a whole bunch of exclusive videos that really show the illegality that's going on. We need to get a report out on this, not just the photos and the video, because it's very newsworthy. That Ed Balls, the shadow chancellor, and in England, it's a complex title, but he's the deputy prime minister is what it is. He's like the vice president. Basically, the vice president of England is creeping into the meeting and having to show his credentials to the moron security guard people that don't know who he is. Because it's not enough that he has a B around his neck and has the lanyard. You know, they want to check it. And so they're sitting there talking to this guy. And he's got all these official files in his hands, clearly going in to set policy. And under multiple laws in England, it's illegal. And then we've got all our different acts here that make it as legal as well. Hillary Clinton got fined, what was it, $400,000 back in the 90s for violating the Logan Act. They have similar laws there, but in England, it's in the newspapers that it looks like what he's doing is illegal. So a real investigation's heating up. We're going to talk about that, but I mean, what does he have to do? Have like MI6 files officially? I mean, he's going on with all these files. It's so, I mean, they're in there setting policy, ladies and gentlemen, with the heads of corporations that give them political donations. This is outrageous. And we're showing that footage right now. Doing all this. And again, there's a shot where he's got all different files up against his chest. We'll show that in a moment. And I guess that's not even the security guard. That's the police. But we're going to also be talking again to Paul Watson coming up at the bottom of the next hour. But I tell you, the bureaucracy of them trying to put all of us collectively in a control grid prison to protect themselves shows how they're now in a prison as well of their own making. See, what you try to do to somebody else generally ends up happening to you. And the globalists have knowledge of how to dominate. They do not have long-term wisdom of, gee, is this good for my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, what I'm doing to humanity? Well, yes, I'm making my house powerful and great and big. Yeah, but I look at your kids. They're all basically on average messes. I mean, you are destroying your genetic line. You are committing a crime against your name. It's just not good. And the argument is, well, I'm not really a bad person. I'm in a larger corrupt system, and I work within it to try to do better at certain points. But you never do. I'm not saying everybody at Bilderberg is evil. I'm not even saying they run the whole world. They are a key organization that admits they set up the plan for the European Union, and that's been declassified. BBC in the 90s reported that and interviewed the head of the Bilderberg group at the time, Lord Healy. And they were in, again, German newspapers 2 weeks ago bragging that they're the most powerful. I don't know. According to Helmut Schmidt in his book, Men in Power is a Political Retrospective, German chancellor, he said it was probably the most powerful, along with Trilateral Commission and Bohemian Grove. And he went on to say, we actually get a lot done at Bohemian Grove, and it's my favorite place. Yeah, because they have sex by night and party and get drunk and make decisions by day. And it is a beautiful area in Northern California, one of the prettiest places on the planet. But the issue is, we don't like you running our lives and then saying you're not. See, once we force them to admit they are making a lot of the decisions, then we have to say, what are those decisions? Oh, you didn't have a right to make those decisions. And their main decision, and then we're going to our reporters, is, and is on record, and they've already done this in countless third world and old world countries, and are now moving to first world countries, like Spain, like Italy, like Germany, like the United States, like the UK, Ireland, Scotland, England, they are taking the pension funds of private pensioners. It's their money. They've already paid taxes on it on average 4 times. And they are taking them in increments using the same systems worldwide and getting so arrogant, they're now taking money directly out of people's bank accounts in Cyprus and other places and seizing of the hundreds of Greek islands. There's hundreds. Oh, you owe me $3 billion. I want this island that's valued at $4 billion. And they get this giant Greek island. That was in the Daily Mail last year and the Associated Press and everywhere else. And then it turned out that particular billionaire, he got the government to sign on to cover his derivatives, too big to fail, and then turned around and went, see, now you owe me money. You bail them out. And then, but now your money's been given to them, and now they're the executor and the manager. And then they go, you know what? We want to appoint the new leader of Greece. We're going to appoint the leader of Spain. They're moving towards that more and more. We're going to appoint the leader of Italy. They actually did that. And it's just, oh, we now have technocrats appointed, and it's the Bilderberg Group. Bilderberg and Goldman Sachs members, rotating door, revolving door, are now being appointed. They were appointing people in Iceland to run things, but the Icelanders basically rioted and refused to work and do stuff for 1 year until they got a new government, and then they started arresting the finance ministers and found out, guess what, 93% of the money that was owed was not theirs. It was bankers in England signing them on to their debts and telling 400,000 hardworking Vikings in Iceland, who were all out there with their bicycles and their kids and all friendly and so nice and good, until they were going to lose everything and they finally became humans again. Because they were always humans, nice, sweet Vikings. But then they started acting more like mean Vikings, and now they've got their country back. See, the veneer of civilization wipes off very quickly. That's why they want police states and checkpoints and nanny states, not because they want to protect you. I was downtown, and I'm going to the guest. I was downtown, I guess it was Sunday, or yeah, it was Sunday. Or was it Monday? This is the holiday. I was visiting some friends, and I was out on their balcony. We were barbecuing, and a big storm, beautiful storms blow in, and we're looking at it from, you know, 20 stories up, and these beautiful storms blow in over Lake Austin and over the river, and you can see the sun in the distance. It's one of those stormy days where you can see 30 miles in all directions. And there was no tornado. I went in and looked because the police were acting crazy. They were running around on speedboats saying, get off the lake, get off the lake, emergency, emergency, and making kayakers get off and all the rest of this for a rainstorm that was coming in. So I thought, is there a tornado? And I ran and you know, looked on my buddy's computer. Oh, there's no tornado coming. And went back out, checking on my iPhone. And then we went back in, the storm blew through, ate some barbecue, and walk back out, and it's just barely raining, and there are police running around in Lake Austin and at the parks and down by their building on loudspeakers saying, don't come outside. It's dangerous. Dangerous weather conditions. I mean, folks, they're now saying don't go outside when it's raining. And in England, they arrest you if you say the word homosexual or girl, because someone said it was hurtful. And Michelle Obama's telling us what to eat now. And they are totally destroying the culture, destroying any form of debate. There's a big video up on Drudge right now. It's also on Infowars.com with a big comedian and writer, you know, coming out and saying, you know, there's a gay mafia. And if you even make a joke, everybody should be fair game. You are destroyed and shut down. And that's pretty authoritarian. That's pretty scary. In fact, there's the headline, Adam Carolla on gay mafia. And me, I've never bashed, quote, gays, but if I want to use the scientific term, heterosexual, homosexual, you want to have me arrested? I mean, you're an authoritarian. I don't like you. And not because of your sexual preference, but because you are a control freak trying to use our goodwill to enslave us in free speech, and I don't like that. And I'll start, you know, really coming after people if they want to try to sit there and dictate everything, because you're an authoritarian being used by the globalist authoritarians with political correctness to silence any form of dissent or free speech. And I don't want to live in North Korea. Now, while we're all busy debating the next revolution, transgender, because they've normalized everything else now, this is a political fighting point. Then it'll be bestiality, on and on and on. Just to create a fight is the whole issue. While we're all busy debating that all day, the troops are killing themselves 24 a day. That's every hour. And most of it's because they can't get health care and they're being treated like crap. If vets are treated good, they tend to not commit suicide and adjust society. If they're treated badly, they flip out. And no one's been abused more than this current generation. We hear about greatest generation, World War II vets. Yeah, my grandfathers were in World War II, but they both served a couple tours. One of them one tour, the other two tours. I mean, it was some rough fighting, too, but I mean, I know people that have served 20 tours in combat, like my cousin, volunteer, 31 years U.S. Army. And he is a machine. He wouldn't probably do well outside of it. Every time he gets out for 6 months or something, he goes and re-ups. He just can't help it. This is all he knows how to do. I mean, if your car's got a problem or your gun's got an issue or you want him to come fix your roof at 2 a.m., the guy just fixes things and does things and just carries things and just is ready. I mean, just a machine. Beyond my dad, because my dad's from the same country, you know, hardworking people. He loves to work. He loves to get stuff done. I mean, I've got family members, not just one, but a bunch who are farm boys who are just machines, ladies and gentlemen. And they can adjust. They can handle it because they're so tough. I couldn't handle it. The average person can't go see 3-4 hardcore tours and then come back and be treated like crap by the VA. They're going to go blow their head off. And there's an attitude of anti-humanism, anti-humans are good, in the globalists that's trickling down now, and that's what you hear at the VA. They go, oh, we all just take these vets out and shoot them. They're a bunch of scum. Oh, they're getting welfare. Oh, they want surgeries. Oh, just get, you know. It's because they put people in place that will take the funding away and siphon it off. They don't want to take care of the veterans. Of course it got worse under Shinseki. That's the directive. Of course it got worse under Obama. We've got death panels now. The VA is the model of everything. People go, but government wants to give us something free. Help old ladies. They use your soft heart. They want control of health care to run your life. And it's come out of the Club of Rome and Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission and these groups. The people that write the Obamacare to bankrupt the old system, to get control of your life, to give you less health care for more money. It's a screw job. Because evil people don't like to manage stuff and compete. So they argue that an Agenda 21 imploding society is something they built and designed. All they're doing is actuarying and sucking off a collapse, blowing up the building and saying what artists they are in command destruction. Because they're not good managers, they're not good people, they're not good leaders. They don't want to compete with the Renaissance. They are the Dark Age. They are neo-feudalism. And the Club of Rome in 1967, I've gone to the UT Library, I show shots of it in my film Endgame, they say they want to recreate neo-feudalism. They want to recreate feudalism. I mean, these people are scum. And then they're saving the earth by screwing it up, and I'm supposed to crawl in some ditch and just give up my destiny and my children's destiny and your destiny? It doesn't mean you have to accept my destiny. Doesn't mean you have to accept my view of the world, but believe me, folks, you better decide what you want, because they've already decided you're not in the future. And if they can treat foster kids and minorities and veterans, anybody in their clutches, like absolute hell with secret experiments and all the control and all the dumbing down, they'll do it to you next, and they are doing it to you already. These people are the scum of the earth. Now, we're going to have David Knight with us 15 minutes into the next hour. Then we're going to have Paul Watson with us and open phones the full next hour. There's so much breaking Bilderberg news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We need some big master coverage article that has the right headline so it captures people's attention, because this is sensational information for liberty and exposing tyranny, but there's just so much of it, it's all just kind of blurbed out. We've got Schmidt caught on video and photos. We've got him, the head of Google. We've got them with, you know, files falling out, clearly doing official business that needs to be investigated. There's already criminal investigations in England. This puts it over the top, balls with official files going in, claiming they're just having impromptu cocktail parties. Clearly they're setting policy. We need articles on that. They're deciding the future of NSA spying worldwide. That's come out in their agenda. That should be investigated. Policies being set. That's really the angle that should be looked at here. And their anti-human move to cut the pension funds and not give vets care and to, quote, cut entitlements. Yeah, they can cut entitlements. How about their banker bailouts first, you see? These are the people setting the agenda. And we've got bombshell HD video and photos. We need to get it all condensed and boiled down into one big article dealing with official business being set, and there needs to be a serious investigation, and the people need to push for it. That's what the Independent and others are saying. We're the Bilderberg experts. We need the big articles on this and the videos on this, boiling it all together. Now, we're going to go to break in a few minutes, but I want to come back right now after the break to David Knight for 15 minutes into the next hour and kind of go over all the stuff that's been breaking at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I need Watson and others to do that big article now. Now's the time for over the weekend to really boil down that why this is bad. Now, we're going to go to break in a moment. I first want to say something. We fund this operation selling incredibly high-quality stainless steel, gravity-fed filters that cut out the glyphosates and fluoride and annihilate the competition. And my point is, there's just no reason to buy any other water filter but ProPure with a G2.0. For the price, it's the same price as the competitor or lower, with 10% off promo code WATER. And it'll help you and your family at a massive level, and it'll fund this vicious truth-telling, open bias towards truth, open pro-human, pro-God, pro-family, pro-honor, and chivalry. We need your support and you get a great product at the same time, InfoWarsStore.com. We only got a few thousand test run bottles of the Super Feminine Vitality. It's almost sold out. It will be sold out by next week, and it will probably take 3 weeks to a month to get more of it. And we're having even bigger responses with women's energy, workout, libido with this than men have with Supermel. And Supermel had a bigger effect on women, and we didn't know why. I guess women are more sensitive to these herbs. Now with the feminine one for women, it's even crazier from what we've seen. Find out for yourself, regardless you're supporting the transmission. If you want it, it's going to sell out. Super Female Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. When it sells out, there's still the Super Male. We have plenty of that in stock. And then we have the new X2, ladies and gentlemen. That is the purple original, millions of years old iodine crystals from 7 to 12,000 feet. We're the only ones that have it. And it turns bright purple on paper. All other iodines turn black. And we've talked to scientists, that's because they're bound. It's not real nascent. The reason this is so special is it goes right into your blood. Survival Shield X2, we have plenty of it. But it may still sell out in about 2 weeks. I don't know how soon we can get more. If you want to stock up on it and it supports the broadcast, nobody's got iodine.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hand down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Bilderberg didn't want us to know they existed, because then we'd start looking into them. I know I'm stating the obvious. So we've been looking into them. Now we force the public to know they exist. That raises the credibility of what they call conspiracy theorists, i.e. people that ask questions. So we're now being heretics and showing that the heretics are actually the good people telling the truth against the state-run religion of mindlessness and 2 plus 2 equals 5. And Michelle Obama tells your kids what to eat. I'm rebelling against this. I'm not complying. And I'm decrying it with my First Amendment. A powerful weapon comes before the second. And so I need all the writers and other talk show hosts, if you're hearing me. You want to bring them down, point out Ed Balls. We have the videos of him being confronted by myself and Watson denying he's doing state-run business. Now we have what looks like state-run media files clearly going in for serious policy meetings. Not to play tiddlywinks, there needs to be an investigation. We list this British law. The independent's already done it. Now we have him showing he's doing official meetings. And then there's a bunch of other issues. And then we can crack these people wide open, but we have to believe and not be pessimists. If you're a pessimist, study came out this week, you're 3 times more likely to have dementia and Alzheimer's. People are in a coma. You're not really living. We have to, all of us, wake up and realize what's happening. We've got a lot of videos coming up with you in the next hour, David Knight. Then Paul Watson joins us at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to walk through it all, but give us an update of what's coming up in the next hour and some of the highlights since we talked to you 24 hours a day, 24 hours yesterday, as you report from Bilderberg 2014.
Well, Alex, they're toasting champagne here, and somebody's just come over to the fence to talk, so we're going to go see what he has to say. Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the security people telling you not to put cameras in. Go ahead and talk to him.
This is it.
In the Netherlands, you always, like I think in all countries, you're always busy with little things.
Yeah.
And now we get 3 days of discussing big issues.
Very intense.
That's a Bilderberg group member. Ask who he is.
Very intense.
Yeah. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Ask him who he is.
Oh, okay. This is Dietrich Samson. And who are you with?
I'm from the Dutch Labour Party. I'm a politician.
Oh, okay.
But are you here in your formal or informal function?
Well, I'm formal because being a politician, you're 24/7. So there's no way of exiting my role.
So let's say if your prime minister asked you what you were talking about here,
yes,
you would surely tell him everything.
Yeah, I would.
Could I ask whether the heads of banks, such as HSBC, Flint, is he there in his formal or informal capacity?
Is he there? I'm not sure. You know the list better than I do. It's 106 participants, and it's only
Sutherland from Goldman Sachs International.
He's there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is he formal or informal? Is he still a member of? Is he still head of Goldman Sachs International?
Is he?
He still is.
Okay. All right. I don't know actually.
So he's a member of British American Business.
Yeah.
The lobbying group. Which
well, there's here. Let me explain. There's scientists here. There's politicians like me.
Yeah.
There's business people here.
Yeah. So does a lobbyist still? Is a lobbyist
We got some Skype.
Are you being lobbied?
No, but TTIP is a nice discussion. It's a good discussion to have. I mean,
have you had that discussion?
Yeah, well, not here. Not here at this moment. Maybe we will have
ask him about trying to prop up the euro. We know that's what they're really talking about. Ask him about that.
That's like everybody. I think like you. We are worried about what happens there. I mean, nobody wants an armed conflict, and
have
it's
you
already happening.
Intelligence sharing discussion.
No.
Ask him about propping up the EU.
Are you talking about popping up? Or the day after? I'm not sure. Are you talking about popping up the euro?
No.
No?
We talked about Europe. We talked about what to do next for Europe.
Oh.
And basically, what I said in the discussion is that people are fed up with discussions about treaty change and euro and whatever.
Oh, my gosh. I hate having to go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives. A serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.